good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 59 of Blessing of Frost, a somewhat weekly podcast about World of Warcraft. Oh, yeah, and it's not just me. Magic is here, too.
Oh, man, I am. Look at that.
You are. How unfortunate.
I'm not dead. We do. It's mostly weekly.
Mostly weekly, though. Yes, I did not lie.
Did you say mostly?
Somewhat.
I wasn't listening.
I kind of tune
you out once, you know, any of this stuff starts.
Thanks, man.
Which makes these podcasts kind of awkward because I'm just mildly responding to myself every so often. So I don't know.
But whenever you hear it, when you download it afterwards, it's like a whole new show.
Exactly, Magic. I know. So that's all I'm hearing myself the last time I talked. It's like the sixth sense. I don't get it. I'm not really hearing you. You're kind of a ghost.
You are a dick.
That's not very nice.
Oh, so you heard that?
No. Damn it. Won an ass. You win this round.
Yes.
Ugh, the worst.
All right, I guess we should actually get on into the podcast.
Fine.
This is the Lore Master.
So, how was your week this week? And week before? Not whole week. I guess week and a half.
Week and a half. I had finals.
Ooh, super exciting.
No, not really. Super stressful, super annoying, super crazy. One of them was super difficult. It was, in fact, the most difficult exam I've written in my entire undergraduate career.
Wow.
Thankfully, everyone else in the class thought so as well. So if we all fail, he'll probably curve it nicely, which would be great.
So it doesn't matter that you did terribly as long as everybody else does terribly.
That's pretty much the size of it. But even like the smart kids in the class and not the dummies that I ended up sitting next to, I kid you not, even the smart kids in the class were like, that was brutal. That was insane. I can't even understand how he expects us to know that stuff, how he expects us to pass, how he expects us to do it in just 3 hours. Because, and like, fun fact, I write exams quickly. Give me an hour and a half, done. Like, even on essays, maybe 2 hours max. I was there the full 3 hours. So was pretty much every single other person in the entire class.
Pretty Crazy. Much. That's not everybody.
No, but...
Who left after an hour? Who was that guy?
Nobody left after an hour. Nobody left after 2 hours. It was 2.5 hours before the first person basically, and I talked to him about it afterwards, just gave up. He's like, screw it. I don't even need this class. I'm not even in this program. Screw it.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Epic walkout.
Yeah. So I'm like, I wish I could have done that, but I actually kind of needed that course to graduate. So it would be really nice if I could
be a rebel, fail the class.
No. I've been in school way too long. So I had both of my exams on Wednesday, one at 9 a.m, the really difficult one, and then one at 2 p.m, which was less difficult because it was mostly multiple choice, and I ended up getting a B in that class. So yay. So I did very little WoW stuff between when we last put out the podcast and that point in time on Wednesday.
Get with the program. Get with the WoW.exe.
No. Madge raided on Tuesday and I did not. I didn't raid on Wednesday
that did
with
happen,
choice.
Didn't it?
Right. I didn't raid on Wednesday with choice because I was too tired. Thursday, though, I went back in and with Apotheosis, and we'll talk about that in slash raid. and then I spent a bit of time on WoW and in the beta a little bit on the weekend. Can't really say I did a whole lot, except I tried to make some money on Elder Thalass. Was mostly successful, but not as successful as I had hoped to be. VP bracers apparently don't sell for very much anymore, and I'm being stubborn and trying to hold out for like $4,000, but it's not really happening. Apart from that, I spent some time recruiting, and we will bring this up again slash raid, but please apply now, www.apotheosis-now.com.
Yay, applicants.
Yeah, that would be great. And we'll talk more about that in Slash Raid. But basically, that was essentially my week. All kinds of stuff to do with exams and such. But I'm done with school now. I applied to a couple of jobs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I applied to the real world. Careful there, killer.
Dude, you know what? I was in the real world before I went back to school. Like, I worked for 7 or 8 years before I went back to university. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, doesn't it suck?
Oh. No, I'm not only do you get
not
paid,
a fan of school,
which is great. You get paid for your work, which is fantastic. But you also typically don't have homework and essays and projects and stuff. I mean, you have projects, but from what I can tell, you aren't really expected to go home and, you know, pull an all-nighter the night before something's due, unless you're a complete idiot. Or me, because I'm a huge procrastinator.
Yeah, I would have guessed.
But
yeah, I'm sure those things are two different things, you know, those idiots and you. Good call.
But
pretty sure there's a nice Venn diagram we can draw that would have the actual you sitting somewhere in the middle of those, you know, those two different things.
Yes, absolutely. But no, it's my understanding that there's less reading involved in actual real work. After having read about 600 pages of various theoretical crap, I'm really happy to be done with my readings and such for the semester. I'm really happy to be done with that, and we'll see how I did on that really difficult exam and that really difficult course. And yeah, assuming I get that, then I will graduate in June, so that would be great.
So stay tuned for that then.
Stay tuned here on blessingoffrost.com.
Fanta, what?
Or blessingoffrost.
blessingoffrost.com.
Well, people don't go to our website enough, so I thought I'd throw in the plug. blessingoffrost.com. Go visit, vote in things, and such.
Plugged in our podcast's website, huh?
People get the podcast from iTunes and Stitcher as well as off of our website.
Well, then they should leave comments on iTunes.
They should.
You should leave comments on iTunes.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Breaking the non-existent, some sort of wall, even though there's no walls, so.
Okay, well, we've digressed, and I still didn't do a whole lot with my week.
Digress?
So why don't we throw
this podcast
back to you?
No.
What did you
obviously,
do this week?
It must be somewhere else if we're talking about digressing. That's not this podcast.
No.
What did I do this week? I arenaed this week. A bit. Oh, you know what I did this week besides arenaing, or actually concurrent to the time that I was arenaing, was I went ret for the first time ever.
Oh, sweet lord.
Yeah,
magic goes ret.
Pretty
hashtag
terrible.
Magic goes ret.
It was not very good. Although, I started to, I think it was me and Fog on his warrior on the arena realms. So, I actually had, you know, the equivalent gear to everybody else. But, I had literally no idea what I was doing at all. So he tried to sort of explain it a bit, and so I got some face smashing time in, and we definitely won a couple 2v2s, but wait. Overall, I don't know.
Wait a sec. Fog explained to you how to play Rhett?
Listen, when he was playing Rhett, he did not do too badly. You played Rhett for a while. Did you not know that?
He didn't play Rhett for a while.
He arenaed as Rhett for a very long time.
Yeah. But not since 4.3, and there were changes in 4.3.
Most of the buttons are still the same.
Eh.
Eh? Okay, go ahead. Give me one ret change. Go. Okay, so Fog is more qualified to tell me about the Paladin ret arenas than you. Oh my god, who would have guessed? Me. I would have guessed. That's what I'm saying. Moving right along. I did that, and it was enjoyable. And I obviously don't have the little intricacies down for that, but it's still fun to hit things in the face. I've meleeed in arenas in a good long time. Since, I guess, the end of Wrath?
Oh my
area?
God, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
when,
like the last
you were
time
on,
you've done arenas.
Pretty much, when you were on your DK and I was on my Pally and Fog was on his Hunter.
Yes, that was good times, but not a very great comp.
Joe in the chat room says that Red Paladins are tearing it up on tendon damage in our raid, and I have to confirm that as well. Our Red Pally Jack is beastly. It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty monstrous. What else? So we did a couple three 3v3s with Sarah healing and me maging and Fog roguing. And that was okay. It wasn't really that was all, I think that was on the first day that it came out. So that may have, did we do that? Has the pass come out since we did our last podcast?
Yeah, it came out, what was it, like last Tuesday or something?
I guess so.
Yeah, and our last podcast was released like on the weekend.
Okay, so it was close. But we did a few RPMs just to sort of test the waters. And then a few days ago we did, was it Rogue or Warrior? Warrior Mage Paladin? With me healing with Ash and Fog. And that was not bad, but yeah, that's not really a pretty well-known comp because it's not the greatest comp of all time or pretty good at all.
How's the shaman working out for you, or have you not touched it?
I have not had time to get that worked out yet. I have it made, but I don't have it like glyphed, gemmed, reforged, all like gear chosen, all that kind of stuff. So I have not done that yet, because also Merc hasn't been able to get on the Warlock, and that was our idea, was Merc on a Warlock, Fog on the Rogue, and me on a Shaman.
Gotcha.
The deadly RLS
Rogue Lock Shaman.
Lock Shaman, yeah, which is dominating the top 3v3s right now.
Really?
Oh, yes.
A Shaman?
Oh, a shaman.
That's awkward.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
No offense to Shammy's out there, but
yeah, nice. Except with all offense to the shamans. Nice job.
Want to buy a resto shaman, by the way, prove me wrong.
Absolutely. and what else? Yeah, outside of the arenas, I did a couple LFRs on the Death Knight with Pal. Tell you about this?
I think you did.
Or did I tell the podcast about this? I don't
think
so.
You told me.
So, I have not told anybody important yet. So, what happened is that Pal and I and Fog queue up for, I think we did the front half of LFR pretty successfully with the two of us tanking. And actually, I one-tanked, what did we one-tank? Yorsaj? Which,
Why
as it turns out, not the greatest plan.
No, it's not the greatest plan ever.
Well, we ended up winning and living. How many did we do it with?
Yorsaj, we do it with two.
Oh, really? Man.
It's Zanaz that we do with one.
Yeah, Zanaz we did... Well, we do with two, because one person just, like, sits around and hits... soaks hits from the orb, but for Yorsaj, we did it with one. As it turns out, not the best idea. We did win, and I only died once. And we did have Pal in the raid as well, but he... I figured we only needed one, because, you know, who needs mechanics? But as it turns out, when that debuff hits 8 or 9, it starts to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, Joe in the chat room is reminding us all that tank debuffs equal a 2-tank fight. That's very true.
It wasn't too terrible. So I ended up, I think, on one of maybe the fourth ooze or something like that, I ended up going down, but I got battle res quick and the fight went okay. No major issues besides the one death. And then yeah, so that worked out. Oh, you know what? We just did the front half, and that was about 2 weeks ago. This week's LFR, we did the front half again. Oh, you know what? That first time we did it with Sarath, not Fog. Then the second time we did it with Sarath. I'm sorry, Fog, me, and Pal. This is a disaster of people.
That is totally ridiculous.
And we two-tanked, Yorsaj, just because we didn't really want to deal with that nonsense that time. And it went fine, and we did the front half easily. And then Merc joined up, and we queued for the back half and got in. And we wiped on the trash going to Altraxion. Which I still maintain was not totally our fault. Because I will admit that we you know, that's the first time I had tanked up there before. And we were taunting and, like, grabbing Drakes down. But we had, like, 4 or 5 Drakes on us each. And there were ones still blowing fire. So there wasn't a lot we could do. And fire filled the whole platform. We all died.
So are you blaming this on the bads that you were grouped with?
That is what I'm doing. I'm saying that it was so terrible that Merc did 3 times the DPS of the next highest DPSer. which means somebody wasn't doing their job.
Somebody wasn't Merc. Doing their job.
We were grabbing as many as we could, and even though we didn't have like the firmest grasp on what was going on, I knew we had to get the drakes down and in and then have them killed, and nobody was killing them. They were just all everywhere. So they ended up booting Pal because they thought he was, you know, the tanks were the reason, and then the rest of us left and we re-queued.
Now, and, hang on. Do these idiots that you were grouped with, do they not know that anyone with a taunt can pull these things down so that they're not breathing fire?
No, they probably don't, obviously. Because I would have said the same thing.
And Joe says...
In fact, I did say the same thing.
Joe says that he always has the most taunts on all tracks and trash as holy. And yeah. I used to do that quite a bit, and then I got tired of doing so.
Most people are pretty good with it. I mean, most people that know what they're doing or even care. And the person that was mainly insulting us was a healer in like greens and PvP gear as well. So they were scumbags, and I hate them.
Brutal.
Yeah, they were awful. So we queued again, and the second time we got a decent group that ended up DPSing them down. And the back half went pretty smoothly from there on out. At the same time, it was six people that could roll on Girthalak at the end, four of which were us, me, Fog, Pal, and Merc, and one of the other two people won it. It was very upsetting.
Poor Fog.
Yeah, screw Fog, I want that.
You want what, for a tanking weapon?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Or even Merc had gotten it, then we could have rolled on it. Man, it was just terrible.
That is
so
sad.
Yeah. Well, we want to get face. Fog the regular, the 10-man one. So we'll have to put together a 10-man one and do that at some point.
I guess, eh?
It does sound fun, tanking 10-mans.
Well, next time you do LFR, assuming I'm not doing stuff with choice, I can go on my Resto Chamois, or I can go on Kern.
Ooh. Do you need a lot of gear out of LFR on Kern? I can't believe you need too much.
I need, like, one more protector token to get my four piece.
All right.
But I have the bow, so... Oh, that's what I did!
Go ahead.
Sorry, right, you need sorry to talk. Interject.
No, I get it over with.
I totally forgot that I've been working on my bucket list.
Oh, yes, you did do that.
I got well read, which took quite some time. Because I couldn't find half the books, which were, by the way, scattered throughout Stormwind's library, so it really wasn't so bad, but many of them were located there, and I kept walking right past them. I'm like, but where is it? I don't see it. Right behind the guard's head on a pedestal pillar thing.
Nice job.
I'm pro like that. And I also got through, on my bucket list, I've now gotten through, I've gotten Professor. So I have that title, which means I never have to dig again. I've gotten well read.
Wow, fun fact. I don't have Professor, and I never have to dig again. I consider going that route. If any of you out there don't ever want to dig again, you know, and you're interested in Professor, just consider don't getting Professor, and then never dig again. Same end goal achieved.
Yeah, I know. All right, I wanted to say something else. This is why I should start writing stuff down. I did use our podcast about the bucket list as my template for what I need to do. I'm actually starting to work my way through the heroic instances in Burning Crusade because, for whatever reason, it doesn't... Kern doesn't have credit for the majority of them. And so I'm going through and I'm like, oh, right, this boss. Oh, gosh, this trash. Like, I'm remembering all of these pulls and stuff. And so I've gone through heroic ramparts, heroic blood furnace, and heroic shattered halls. So next up is the Zangarmarsh stuff. But I'm looking to do that as well because it's really not difficult.
No.
Well, I've never really been one to like soloing instances. It's never been my thing, but
news. It's flash. Really easy.
A good flash from the past.
Also, a good way to get transmog gear.
Yeah, I don't really care about that, but I am getting money because I get to redo all of these quests for whatever reason. Because they're now inside the instances.
Oh, gotcha.
So I guess it's like flagged differently. So like while I couldn't pick it up at Honor Hold back whenever before the Cataclysm, I can now like go into Blood Furnace and pick up the quests and go through Blood Furnace. That's good stuff.
Yeah, can't argue with extra gold.
Yar.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
That was it?
That's it. I apologize for the interjection.
No, you don't. Don't lie to me.
I do apologize. I apologize to the listeners, not to you, but to the listeners.
They don't accept your false apologies.
Who are you to speak They're for better our than listeners?
That.
I don't
They're
think...
They're better than that.
I think our listeners I would accept them. My apology.
I don't think so. I don't think our listeners like you very much.
Our
Isn't
listeners
that right?
think that they said I yes. am awesome.
I can hear them
what?
All the time. Make sleeping hard,
you,
but it's worth
are,
it.
Are you hearing voices in your head, Madge?
No.
Do we need to get you a huggy coat?
A couple.
All right, back on with your
where
week.
The hell, I don't even remember where I was. I was talking about LFR. I think that's it, though. I did LFRs, and you can only do those once a week, so sadly not as exciting as they could be. Besides, people are idiots, and for some reason, LFRs are just larger groups of idiots all in the same place.
Sad,
Hooray.
But true.
Yeah. So, oh well. I will do it every week because I need to, but as soon as I don't have to anymore, that is done. I'd rather do, like, looking for dungeons and just, like, cap that way than do LFRs.
And getting your satchels.
Yeah, much, much better.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you got the green proto-drake?
Satchels for LFR?
No. If you got the green proto-drake out of a satchel.
Yeah, I got all I've gotten out of there is like two pets so far, and that's about it. Nothing
Have
exciting.
Have you sold the pets?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, because I learned them on Magic.
Because you're dumb.
Why?
Oh, that's disturbing, by the way. Sarah's in the chat room. She asks, why does Magic sound sexy with this new mic?
I am wonderful. Anyway,
insert
so I didn't
I'm
sell
too
it
sexy
because
here.
I thought about it for a second, singing it, but I decided not to, because I have a little more pride than that. Not much, but mildly.
I see.
So, I don't know. I like to, if I don't have the pet on Magic, I will learn it on Magic every time. I don't remember if it was B-O-P anyway. Do
they're
they,
all
are pets B-O-P anymore?
I'm pretty sure that they're B-O-E.
Oh, I don't know. If they were, then never mind, and I'm an idiot, but I don't really care, because Magic didn't have it, so why not? Granted, Magic really only uses the turtle anymore, but that's that. Oh, hilarious thing during the raid. I definitely CC'd one of the packs on Hagara, like, and the turtle is just sitting out in the middle of nowhere, and someone mentioned it, and Cal's like, yeah, I wonder who that was, and I whispered Cal, I'm like, man, I need a different calling card, and she laughed at me. It's like, son of a bitch.
You do.
That's... Yeah, so nobody else seems to use Turtle, so I can't claim it was somebody else when
I
use Turtle things.
I use Turtle all the time on my mage.
Because I'm always in a group with your mage. Isn't your mage not even on the server anymore?
No, my mage is on. Actually, I have two mages. One of them
all right,
is
so
on
in
Skywall.
One in doubt, blame Kern for turtling things. That's all I'm
no,
hearing out of all of
no,
this.
No.
That's what you just said. I heard it.
Why do I try?
Yeah, that's right. Your life just got that much harder. I do what I can
Sarah,
to pile it on.
When Polymorph Pig came out, Sarah's like, my mage uses a pig polymorph. I remember when that came out, and we were gilded with this mage who was a bit of a jerk, and he hated us for some reason. Like, he hated Magic so much. And
I didn't even know this guy. It was awful.
It was terrible. And so
he didn't even know me.
No, not
he
at
hated,
all.
He hated the thought of me.
No, but this guy, he was, like, crude, shall we say. And so every time he would want something sheeped, or polymorphed, as I guess the proper term is, he'd be like, I'm going to pork that. Porking it.
Yeah, it's pretty
porked.
Funny.
'Cause he was
that was comical.
It was funny the first, like, three times you heard it. And then when he's like, yeah, I'm going to pork that... that thing over there. It was like less funny after a few times.
And then it was back to being, God, I hate that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So he like redeemed himself in our eyes for about 10 minutes and then it was done.
Back to being a horrible person.
Exactly.
Awesome.
This is the guy who had two mages. He had one that was Arcane and one that was Frost, I think.
Or Man, Fire. I wonder if he still plays. I wonder if he's upset that he did that and now there's dual specs.
I hope he is. No, but last I heard, he was no longer playing.
Oh, okay. Well, so much for that.
Joe, are you going to send in an audio clip of you saying that? He's doing like a pig call in chat, which I will not attempt to replicate here.
Right. Anyway.
Send in your pig calls, podcast@blessingoffrost.com.
We should probably move along then, if that's what we've been reduced to here.
I think so. Hot fixes.
Hot, hot, hot. Are there any hot fixes?
Not really.
Oh, colder.
Except there are a couple of things happening in the World of Warcraft. First of all, Children's Week started on April 29th and goes until May 5th. So if you need that holiday, be sure to do it. I refuse to go through the hell that is that holiday on any tune since Children's I did Week? It. Oh, pain.
Isn't that where I got my turtle?
Your pet turtle, Speedy, yes. And yes, I do that enjoy...
Turtle, that turtle is hot.
All right. That turtle is awesome. However, if you're doing all the achievements for the matron or patron title, the PvP stuff sucks, and my condolences to you.
They're not that bad.
Yeah, they are.
I don't
like,
think so.
It is sheer dumb luck that I managed to get that on Kern like 3 years ago. Like,
you
dumb
didn't do it
luck.
With guild people?
No, why would I do it with guild people at 3 o'clock in the morning? There's no guild people on at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, they're sane. Sorry, my bad.
So yeah, Children's Week is on. Be sure to at least do your quests in order to get your pets. But good luck with the achievements if you're stuck doing those in order to get your Violet Protodrake and or your title. With that said, today, as of May 1st, the 20% nerf is in Dragon's Soul, so things will be hitting you for 20% less instead of 15% less, and all that
sort
jazz.
Sort of a hot fix.
Sort of a hot fix, yeah. That's hot patch. Yeah. It's disappointing, but I guess we'll roll with the punches.
Whatever. Move on.
Moving on.
It's done.
Here's the Molly segment.
Molly.
Alrighty, Molly, we got an email.
Emails? I love those.
We got email. Can you imagine people actually wrote to us?
I sadly only have to imagine that almost all the time unless we get emails. So don't force me to use my imagination, people. That means I can't use my imagination to come up with new original ways to insult Kern. And I need to be able to do that on the podcast. So you need to send in emails about anything you want, questions and stuff and whatnot.
Exactly.
Pictures. Voice.
Pictures?
Stuff. Yeah, post their pictures. We posted Farley's picture of the sad... which was it? I forget. We posted lots of Farley stuff, actually.
We have the sad moose and the sad panda. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Faye Smaller in the chat room wants to know, he's asking, no Fiona Shea this week? No, we got nothing from Fiona Shea, that bitch, this week.
Ugh.
So.
I told her I never wanted to hear from her again.
Exactly.
But I do.
Oh my god, no, you don't.
No, I don't.
We did, however, get an email from Ryara of Comic Relief on the Cairn US server.
Did Ryara have to say?
She says, in episode 57, while discussing getting your guild ready for an expansion pack, you suggested doing fun stuff. You gave an example of doing a naked fun run. I thought this was an awesome idea, and while I'm not a guild officer, I suggested it to our guild leader, who thought it would also be a fun idea. I put it on the calendar, and a few people attended. Obviously, we knew we couldn't run level 85 raids while naked, but we thought maybe we could do a level 70 raid. So, they tried to do a 10-man Tempest Keep with 5 people. No, they wiped on the first trap.
On the not, first trash that's unfortunate.
Pack. That is a terrible trash pack, so that's cool. I
that's
understand.
True.
They wiped on the first trash, so they downgraded a bit and went over to Botanica, which is like just next door, right? And it's just a 5-man dungeon. They had a blast, apparently. We made up rules as we went. No rolling on stuff you couldn't use, like cloth for pallies. We rolled on anything green and up. If you found a gray item, you could keep it or trade it, etc. We were laughing the whole time, and everyone had a lot of fun. We've decided to make it a weekly event, and hopefully everyone's enthusiasm over it will attract more Yildies who are only semi-active at the moment. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks for the idea. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Rayara of Comic Relief of Karen US, also known as Sabrina from agirldragon.com. So awesome. Thanks. Glad you guys had a good time. That is our goal here at Blessing of Frost, to help enhance your gaming experience.
That is the goal?
Something.
That's a new mission statement, but I like it. That's what we're doing. We're doing it for you.
For you. No, but seriously, thank you very much for writing to us and letting us know that you liked one of the things we were talking about, and that you implemented it, and you guys had a good time. So go for it.
Congrats. Good stuff.
And do more Naked Dungeon runs.
Yeah, because they do seem hilarious.
Yeah. So thank you very much. If you guys have any questions or comments for us, as such, you can email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com.
/raid.
What did we do this week, Magic?
I don't know. I'm so angered by the current raiding situation, I don't even think I want to talk about it. Moving on. No, it's actually not that bad, but it is. It's just not as fun as it could be.
I think that we can safely say that Heroic Spine of Deathwing is one of the suckiest fights either one of us has ever encountered in our entire WoW careers.
It's not even exciting. It's not even, yeah, it's not hard. It's just obnoxious. It's hard by the third plate, and by which point you're like 10 minutes in and you just don't want to be there anymore.
I, honest to God, lose track of what plate and tendon we are on.
I am constantly having to actually physically look at how many plates we have left. I figure it's probably easier if you check how many holes are in his back, but I don't do that. I look over the top of his back towards his head and see how many are left.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, interesting. Which is pretty dumb, but yeah. That's the way I do it.
Yeah, so our best attempt was 17% on the last tendon. And that was pretty amazing. Unfortunately, we've not gotten back to that. That was like last week, and then this week we didn't get that far, which is unfortunate.
We were doing better.
We cleaned up a lot of stuff. I will definitely grant us that. So I think that
for trying a whole new strat for 45 minutes at the beginning.
It was like three attempts, dude.
Yeah, and each attempt? Guess how long each attempt
is. Was pretty long, it's true. It was brutal. But it's good to know that that didn't work, and so we went back and refined our current strat, and then that started to click, and I'm enjoying that.
Yeah, the timing is finally falling into place, and that's all of these fights are. It's just figuring out where you need to be at what time and doing the dance.
Except the timing is now going to be shot to hell because of the nerf.
Well... It won't. I'm hoping it won't be too terrible, just because their health isn't reduced. Oh no, the health is reduced. Yep. I don't know then. Is going to suck a little more. It's we'll have to end up burning for less than 20%. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm not that concerned. It's not a negative. That's the thing.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Joe was saying in the chat room that they wiped on the last 10 and last week at 5%. And that 20% nerf will equal more amalgamations. And I'm inclined to agree.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think we'll be I'm confident in Corruption Strike Team Alpha. And I have a good feeling that they'll be able to control the deeps.
Well, I hope so. And are you saying this because you're on
Strike because, Team mostly Alpha? Because I lead Corruption Strike Team Alpha, so
I see.
Yeah, so I'm feeling good.
All right, yeah. So
I think
that's
see
our...
it dead tonight.
Oh my god!
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know that we'll even get there tonight, but we'll see how that goes.
It's gonna be a joke.
Hopefully this week we'll be able to pull out a kill. That would be great
tonight.
Okay, if you say so.
Yes.
So yeah, and then after that, nothing left but Heroic Madness. It's going to be really amazing to actually be done with Spine and to work on Heroic Madness. I'm actually really looking forward to that other extremely long fight.
How long is that fight, like, average kill length?
About the same as
Spine. Wow, awful.
Yeah, terrible. It's going to be good. And then we will be Saviors of Azeroth, and Savior is misspelled because they neglect the U.
Oh no. Move on with your life.
But yeah, if you want to be part of this crack team, which, you know, you should. You should. You definitely do.
Don't say should.
You do. You
be
want
aggressive.
To be part of our team.
Thank you.
There you go. You should apply at www.apotheosis-now.com. We are looking for skilled and experienced DPS, period. Like, I would look at just about any DPS class, possibly not another mage, but pretty much
yeah,
everything
please.
Else is open at this point, including a Resto Shaman, a Feral Tank with a good kitty off-spec, a Warlock would be great. As well as a DPS warrior or a second red pally. I would look at those as well in particular. But like I said, skilled and experienced DPS should apply today at www.apotheosis-now.com. Come be a Savior of Azeroth with us.
General chat, sir!
So, what are we talking about this week, Magic?
This week, we're talking about something that we totally didn't make up at the last minute and is a very good idea. We are talking about set bonuses.
Set bonuses? Why on earth are we talking about something like set bonuses?
Wait, is that a serious question? You want a serious answer about that? I'm a little concerned about giving the true reason. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, no, I'll explain a little bit, because I did come up with the idea, which at the time we thought might have been dumb, but we'll see if it's not dumb. I don't think it's terribly dumb, but...
No, I like it.
It's that we're getting to the point in the expansion where people, if they want their 4P set bonuses, they generally have them, and at least on like normal or LFR, and then except for Kern, obviously, because my hunter doesn't have the 4P set bonus, but and then looking at the transition towards Mists, where we're not going to have these anymore, and then we're going to have to rebuild up to some new set bonuses. Just exploring the whole concept of set bonuses.
Well, one of the weird things with a new expansion is that you don't go from patches, you go from 4-piece to 2-piece, like, directly. But with an expansion, over time, you're going to lose your entire 4-piece, so it's not really a question of, am I breaking my 4-piece for a 2 and then doing 2 and 2, or do I wait till I can get a full set before I can equip it or anything like that? So you actually have the job made much easier by it being an expansion.
Well, let's talk a little bit about in patches, like in how set bonuses have worked so far this expansion. As a DPS, have you ever just stuck with your 4-piece until you had the new 4-piece, or do you always drop down to 2 and 2, or what's your personal strategy?
I've always done 2 and 2. The problem is that you're not just breaking a 4-piece, you're breaking a 4-piece and you're bumping up in stats, usually a pretty good amount. So it's almost always made up in the loss of the piece by getting the stats and the new 2-piece bonus. Not to say that all newer bonuses are better than previous ones. I mean, I wouldn't even say that most 4-pieces are better than 2-pieces, but it's just never, I can't remember the last time I've ever waited to go from 4 to 4.
Gotcha. I know that there were some DPS in the guild at some point. I don't know if it was, I guess it must have been moving into tier 12, where people were just waiting for their 4-piece before swapping. But it obviously depends on your class and your spec and everything. But I think that a pretty clear strategy is to, you know, go from 4 down to 2 and then pick up the other 2. Exactly for the reasons you're stating, for better stats and obviously a new bonus that's, you know, useful. I know that for myself, I don't actually raid with my entire 4-piece on Madrana. I prefer some of the offset pieces, and I I do occasionally use my four piece. I do have four pieces of my tier, and I will use it on certain fights, but I won't use it on every fight, preferring to go with just like the two piece. So for the longest time, because it took me like, I don't know, 15 Hagara kills to get a pair of shoulders, I was rocking a two and a two for quite some time, because the two piece bonus from Firelands for me was actually really pretty decent. And I enjoyed the new two-piece from Dragon Soul as well.
Wouldn't their thought process be that you want the four-piece pretty much no matter what else is going on? Because hypothetically, the gear is going to be itemized pretty similarly from offset to onset. Not that it's all exactly itemized the same, because it's not, and there's almost always an acceptable one out of the five pieces that you don't want, even though sometimes they are itemized better. But shouldn't that four-piece be more of the goal versus either, you know, your two-piece with three off-pieces or whatnot? Or if do you think that if that's true, where they're looking for off-pieces, that your set bonus should be stronger?
Well, I think that the set bonus ideally should outweigh any, you know, extra beneficial stats or whatever, especially in the age of reforging. A four-piece should really outweigh what you're looking to get, you know, by using other pieces other than your set. But it doesn't always. I mean, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, on a fight like, I'm going to say Hagara, for example, during the lightning phase, a Holy Paladin is not going to use a ton of Holy Radiance. So why should I lose a bunch of haste and even a bit of crit and such, in order to build up my mastery on my legs, for example? My legs are like 325 mastery on heroic, and I don't really like mastery. So, but why should I do that when I'm not really going to benefit from that bonus? Like, I'm not going to use Holy Radiance as much as I would on, say, Yorsage. We're all grouped up pretty much all of the time unless we have a green slime in the mix. So, you know, I'm really going to want to make use of my four piece bonus then. And of course, it depends on my various assignments. Like, if I'm tank healing, I'm generally going to stay away from my four piece bonus because I'm not going to be using Holy Radiance as much as if I were on the raid. So
that sounds like you wish that it were that essentially set bonuses were itemized better. It should outweigh the looking for extra crit.
It should be more
of a well rounded like ability essentially.
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be something that's not so situational. I mean, Holy Radiance, don't get me wrong, Holy Radiance is a great spell for Holy Paladins, especially since the revamp. I mean, it's just disgusting. It is by far the most used spell on many of the encounters. Anything where you're grouped up is godly. I mean, like, that's all we cast on, basically, on Heroic Altraxion, basically. But for something like, you know, tank healing on Hagara, I'm not really using it as much as someone who's, you know, based on the raid. And even then, why would they use so much Holy Radiance when we're all spread out, especially in lightning phase?
Brief aside, how does Holy Radiance interact with purple on Yorsage?
Yeah, no, don't cast that.
So it does work like I thought it would.
That it would wipe
the raid instantly.
Yes.
That's
Joe,
too bad.
Joe says that there are even good Radiance opportunities on Hagara, and he's very correct in what he's saying. On Hagara, we like to stack our ranged and our healers in the middle, and that's a great time to just blow all of your cooldowns and use nothing but Radiance. But, you know, there are trade-offs, you know, like, I don't like mastery as a stat. Like, I'm a horrible person, but I don't like mastery. And so I tend to not use my four piece on Hagara. I tend to use it on Altraxion. Spine, I don't use it because I'm doing a lot of direct healing, and maybe that's why we suck. We don't suck. Maybe that's why we're not getting it down yet. But I mean, it's just too mana inefficient to go through that fight with using nothing but Holy Radiance.
Well, it sounds like that it's still not terrible then, like the floor piece. You just think there are places where it wouldn't be as useful.
Exactly. I mean, like, if the... I mean, like, you have to have a trade-off.
Did you say the exact what it does exactly?
4-piece Holy Paladin set bonus increases the healing done by your Holy Radiance spell by 5%. It used to be, if I'm not mistaken, it used to be like 20%. And then that was immediately nerfed. Crushed.
That's ridiculous.
Crushed down to 5%. Which we totally
20%
deserve.
Is absurd.
We completely deserve it. See, but though 20%, then I would equip that constantly. I would always have that equipped. If it were 20%.
So do you think they could have like struck a better balance if they had done 10%?
I think so.
Have still been too overpowered?
It would have been totally overpowered, but I would have been happier.
So maybe they did do it correctly if what they were aiming for was doing something to Holy Radiance.
They absolutely needed to nerf that bonus, and honestly, I'm glad that they did. Because
What's
otherwise...
the 2-piece do? Does it do a single target related heal?
After using Divine Favor, the mana cost of your healing spells is reduced by 25% for 15 seconds.
So that still stacks with the 5% then?
Yes, it does. So, but I mean, like that's more of a mana conservation thing, which is good. It's making me use Divine Favor more frequently than I normally have been. I'm normally very bad at using that. I like have a macro that like pops all of my cooldowns at once, so that I don't forget to use my cooldowns. And then I tend to pop Avenging Wrath a little bit more frequently than just that macro, but it's making me use Divine Favor more frequently. I'm like aware that that's going to help me out with mana, and I've been using it a lot on Heroic Spine.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. Having mana, I've heard, helps to heal.
Yeah, mana isn't exactly the crutch that you would make it out to be.
Yeah. See, the newest mage one, which I can't tell you like off the top of my head because it's so long and involved, involves a lot of stat changes and ends up totally changing the way that you need to reforge.
Totally dumb. This is really long.
Yeah, it's humongous. Why don't you go ahead and read it?
Your Arcane Blast has a 100% chance, and your Fireball, Pyroblast, Frost Firebolt, and Frostbolt spells have a 50% chance to grant Stolen Time, increasing your haste rating by 50 for 30 seconds and stacking up to 10 times. When Arcane Power, Combustion, or Icy Veins expires, all stacks of Stolen Time are lost.
Yes. So in Jeebus. And of itself, it's a lot of haste, except that you end up having to reforge away from haste off a lot of stuff because you're hitting your thresholds much earlier due to getting that stack.
Because you're getting basically constant 500 extra haste.
Well, yeah, for a fair amount of the time. Haste for Arcane is terrible, but haste for Fire is great.
Yeah, because the dots are ticking that much faster, right?
Yes. Well, you're still worrying about your breakpoints as far as whether or not you're going to be hitting them. But just straight up haste is better in general, and bad for Arcane. But they try and make it up in the 4-piece, which is...
Each stack of Stolen Time also reduces the cooldown of Arcane Power by 7 seconds, Combustion by 5 seconds, and Icy Veins by 15 seconds. Holy crap. So that means that every time you get a stack of Stolen Time, your DPS cooldowns tick down even quicker.
Right.
Wow, that's OP.
It's good, and you get to use Arcane Power much more often than you do previously. But it's, I mean, obviously going from that 4-piece and then splitting it 2-piece, 2-piece isn't quite as good.
Well, what was the tier 12 2-piece? You have a chance to summon a mirror image to assist you in battle for 15 seconds when you cast Frostbolt, Fireball, Frostfirebolt, or Arcane Blast.
I still did 2-2. I wouldn't have done 2-2 if I were Arcane. Because the haste is so not great for Arcane that it's not even realistically worth it. But Fire is dominant right now, so the extra 500 haste is phenomenal, even if you don't get the reduced cooldown on Combustion.
Gotcha. I'd like to address Sarah in the chat room briefly before we continue. She is asking, did I not get that on my mage? Why am I such a slacker, she asks of me. My mage is like maybe eye level 373. Yeah, no, I don't have like anything worth getting. I don't raid on the mage literally exists to pick flowers. That is all the mage, that and disenchant stuff, and that's it.
Anywho. So anyway. That's one of those times where I probably wouldn't have broken for Arcane, but I definitely did for Fire. And it's weird because it's such a long and drawn out way that that it's one of the most complex things that I've seen on set bonuses.
Yeah, that's complicated. A lot of them are actually pretty complicated this tier, in that they tend to do a lot, if that makes sense. Like, let us take, for example, a prot something or other.
Well, the prot somethings, I mean, we're talking about all sorts of different set bonuses. It kind of goes the opposite direction when you're talking about tier 13 prot, blood, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it's tier 13 tank cooldowns, or tank bonuses are all about their major raid cooldowns. Their self cooldowns, rather, made to be raid cooldowns. Except for the paladin, the prop pally one is reduces the cooldown of Divine Guardian by 60 seconds, and increases the radius of its effect by 70 yards. So basically, it's returning it to the pre-nerf state that it was at in tier 11 when it was like a 2-minute cooldown and 100-yard range. And we used that. We abused that totally on the platforms on Nefarian, and it was beautiful. So I mean, like, with the exception of the Prot Pally, you're seeing tanks use their personal cooldowns for the benefit of the raid. Like, when a warrior uses shield wall, suddenly everyone gains shield fortress, and that's a 20% reduction in damage versus the 40% reduction damage. The blood,
I mean, it allows them to still use it as a personal cooldown or as a raid cooldown.
Yes, but I mean, if you use it for one, it's
well, okay, the relative to the raid, that one person is kind of important.
Yeah.
So you're not going to, like, chide your warrior for using shield wall if they were going to die and they needed to use it.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have to be aware of your tank's needs for their various cooldowns. But, like, Vampiric Blood from a Blood DK turns into Vampiric Brood, and that'll give extra plus healing done to everybody in the raid. What is it? Mass Regen from the Feral four-piece, which is also usable by Kitty Druids as long as they've been in bear form for 15 seconds. That'll heal the raid. And that heal does not cause stacks on the purple on Ursaj. So that's really amazing.
Hooray.
We actually prioritized our main spec tanks getting their set pieces over anyone else. And so we've been using calling upon them to use these cooldowns regularly, since they've had their four pieces. And it's the first time we've actually really prioritized anyone in terms of loot, but we felt that the set bonuses were so important.
They are so strong.
That, you know, we really couldn't really do a lot without it as we pushed into heroic. So we thought ahead and we're like, okay, we'll do this. We'll prioritize that. So it's like three people and it's one of each token, so everyone is equally, you know, screwed over.
nice.
Basically. So that seemed to work out nicely. Definitely the tank cooldowns are a huge boon, and it's sad that, like, we won't be able to say, hey, hey, warrior, loot, or whoever, hit shield wall for us, like, in mists, because it's not going to do anything for us, right? Like, that's going to be gone after that gear is replaced.
Yeah.
Like, these integral mechanics for us, just gone.
Well, I mean, integral in that you're counting on them now, but you wouldn't hypothetically need them because your tanks didn't have it starting out the expansion or starting out even the tier.
Exactly. Like, hopefully they'll have designed instances and such in Mists so that these sorts of things aren't necessary. But, you know, as a raid leader, I'm used to, you know, divvying up these cooldowns. Like, we have our Prot Pally Mo using Divine Guardian constantly. We have Cronus, our Blood DK tank. He's always popping Vampiric Blood for us. Lude, who tanks for us on occasion, has been using Shield Wall like a champ for us. you know, all throughout this content. So it's very strange to like get used to it and then realize, oh shoot, you know, that's just a set bonus that goes away. Like, we don't have instant access to it. You have to work for it, and then once you get it, you've got it, but then it's going to go away, you know, come the expansion. That it's probably going to get replaced by a green, you know, this gear. So
yeah, well, maybe it's funny because you were talking about how in-depth set bonuses are now. And I just want to, if we can think back to like tier 1 and tier 2, what the set bonuses were back then. Because none of them were class specific, if I remember correctly. They were all just like the main stat specific stuff for the most part.
Sorry, say that again?
Weren't bonuses back, what did the bonuses like back in original tiers do for the most part?
+8 to all resistance, +200 exactly. Armor. Every time I did a certain kind of shot, I think on my hunter, I would get a chance to get a bit of mana back, stuff like that. Like those set bonuses were not always worth it. As you got, you know, out of tier 0 and out of tier 0.5 and into tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, like that stuff actually started to make a little bit more sense. Let me see if I can pull up, do we have,
well, it's not
like...
to say that the original ones didn't make sense. They just aren't, you know, they're not very reminiscent of what we're used to this day and age.
Okay, so tier 3, okay, this is out of Nax, Paladin stat bonuses, and this is back before they made the split to have, like, Ret Pallies, Prot Pallies, Holy Pallies. So just Paladins, all Paladins had these. 2P stat bonus. Increases the amount healed by your Judgment of Light by 20. 4-piece.
Epic.
Reduces cooldown on your Lay on Hands by 4 minutes. And now, back in the day, this was on a 60-minute cooldown. So 4 minutes is really
pretty
awesome.
Hardcore.
6-piece set bonus. Your Flash of Light and Holy Light spells have a chance to imbue your target with holy power. I have no idea what that does.
And they don't tell you what holy power is.
No, it's not what we have as holy power
now.
It's
not
completely
real
different.
Holy power.
And then the 8-piece bonus, because back then, like, sets were 8 pieces, and tier 3 was actually 9 pieces. Your cleanse spell also heals the target for 200,
which
actually was not bad.
Now.
Yeah, well, not for us.
Well,
not for a pally.
That's for priests.
Yeah. Glyph of Dispel Magic, I believe. But
so
I,
when
I
you
mean,
go
like,
back to. I mean, those are sort of callbacks. I mean, they're not obviously not as strong as the ones that are now. And it sounds like now they've thought a little more about the overall raid and kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a big change in what they were doing.
Yeah, they've definitely iterated on this, as I'm sure that they would like to say. I mean, you just have to look at the difference between the tier 3 and the tier 4 bonuses. For example, you know, not everybody's getting the same gear. Like, that's when they started, like, in Burning Crusade, it's when they started splitting things up between Shadow and Holy and, or Shadow and Healing, I should say, or Holy Ret and Prot and that sort of
what
thing.
What was Tier 1 for Paladins?
Tier 1 Paladins. Lawbringer Armor. 3-piece set. Increases the damage done by Judgment by 10%. 5-set, and this was what a lot of people wanted. Increases your critical strike rating by 14, which at level 60 is exactly 1%, so that's a whole percent of crit right there. And number 8 piece set bonus, gives the paladin a chance on every melee hit to heal your party for 189 to 211.
Nice.
We're gonna have a glyph that I believe does that for us in Mists.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting.
I mean, they're not as awful as I had originally thought they were.
You
I guess I was probably thinking back to like tier 0 or whatever, tier 1, where they're like giving you like here's 10 stam and here's 2 int and just not very good or not specialized tier bonuses or anything like that.
Some of them are pretty bad. Some of the tier 0s and 0.5s are really, really terrible. But, you know, we thought that they were the bee's knees.
Nice. Well, they were. I mean, if you think about it, you're for most of that stuff, it's the gear you want to be wearing. And not only that, it's got these bonuses on it as well. So there's no downside.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what I was talking about earlier, where there shouldn't be a downside to having this tier gear on. It should be the bee's knees of gear, and in addition to having it, you are getting the set bonus from it.
Well, part of what they've done, though, is they've reduced the number of pieces in a set, right? Sets used to be 8, or in the case of Tier 3, 9 pieces of gear. But come Burning Crusade, it's been reduced to 5 pieces, except in Tier 6, you could get up to 8, because they expanded the bonuses when they introduced Sunwell. So it's really... I mean, like, you have to have pieces like your boots and your racers and your belt that are nothing to do with your set. And but if you're lucky, they'll match. now you only
don't have
five...
to worry about that anymore.
Well, you only have... well, that's true. But now you only have 5 pieces to really worry about, and so they've got to somehow, you know, shoehorn in these bonuses. I mean, like, some of these sets had bonuses that were, you know, 3 or 4 bonuses to a set, and now you're down to 2 bonuses for a set. So they. I don't know. I feel like I should be rewarded for having all of my set pieces, but...
Well, you should want to wear them, then.
I should.
They should make you want to wear them.
I should.
I mean, that's... You know how I actually, now after saying that, I know that they don't feel that way? Is that there's only... It's a 4-piece set bonus. It's not a 5-piece set bonus.
That's true.
So they know that you don't have to use that last piece, but they give you the option to sort of mess around with whatever's going to be the best. I don't love that. I'm really, I kind of wish that there was that set gear. I mean, there's going to be that set best gear anyway. So you may as well itemize it for your tier to just be great, because it is. And I mean, I guess you'd have DPSers like mages, where there isn't one stat that's, like, great for every mage. Whereas fire, you're looking for haste, and for arcane, you want mastery, and all that kind of stuff. So you kind of have to spread the stats out over your tier in order to do that, I guess. Which is what they're going for. But it ends up, like, weakening the whole set, because you don't... There's some of that gear that's just useless, or not very good.
Well, yeah, but then they also have to include other pieces that are, comparable... to the tier pieces. Otherwise, why even bother making that other gear? Because then everybody's just going to want the tier. So in terms of drops and stuff, it's like you can't go to like various bosses and have all the bosses in the instance drop tier loot and nothing but tier loot, and, you know, weapons and jewelry and stuff like that. You actually need like some sort of, you know, competition for the tier. I really enjoy... For example, what is it?
Well, I don't know.
No, that doesn't. No, I'm like trying to think of what I prefer out of a raid to my tier stuff. But the best example I really have is my bracers, which are off of Heroic Yorsage, and they're great. And they're better than the crafted bracers. But you know, the bracers aren't a tier piece anymore. I don't even know.
I just...
There's not a lot of loot in Dragon Soul. Has anyone ever noticed that?
No, there's not a lot. There's a lot of repeat stuff, and there's... You know what the problem is? Is that all that shared loot, you just never see. So, the loot is there, but it's just literally not dropping. Because every boss only drops so much loot. Which, I don't know what...
I've heard that there's a ring out there that would be really awesome for me. I don't think I've seen it more than once in the last 4 months.
Have you really not? Has it only dropped once that you've seen?
Maybe twice. I don't know. Signet of Suturing, I think it is. I don't even know the name of it.
It could have dropped when you weren't there.
That
you weren't
is
there
entirely
last week.
Possible.
I don't know if it dropped. I wouldn't know because I was on Cloud 9 because you weren't there.
You're a jerk.
No, anyway. I actually don't remember. I don't even know what ring you're talking about. But I'm always happy to get my 4-piece, as I assume most people are, just because it probably is going to be something new and original. Or I know the Paladin one was always funny because people were just so upset that it wasn't really a buff. It was just an unnerf.
Sorry, can you explain that?
An unnerf on the Paladin 4-piece for Prot.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So people were not very happy about that because they said, well, we had that anyway. So something original, please. And that was kind of the thing with most of the tank sets, is that they do make those the set bonuses all similar. So people weren't too happy about that either. But then they got to raid with those tank bonuses. I don't think they really cared if they're original because they're kind of awesome.
The tank bonuses are great. And, you know, it's strange, though, how the bonuses can actually change how, like, what you do in terms of your rotation. Basemaller was saying, for him as a feral druid, it's changed his rotation every time he changes out a set piece. And I, you know, judging from your four-piece bonus as a mage, like, that's obviously changing your ability to use combustion or arcane power or what have you. Like, my four-piece obviously encourages me to use Holy Radiance, like, and abuse it to bits and pieces. But I find that that's an interesting dynamic of gameplay, too. I've always seen set bonuses as Blizzard saying, okay, you should be using this spell. Use this spell. Here, we'll give you a bonus to that spell in order to use it. For me, that's working. I mean, I'm falling right into their you know, what they want me to do.
Careful, or you're going to use the spells that they've best itemized for you. I mean, what else are you going to do? That's the thing. I'm not going to not pick up the four-piece and then try and reforge away from haste to make sure I'm hitting the right breaks at my capped haste bonus. There's no other way to do it. So how are you, like, getting the four-piece bonus? Like, what are you supposed to do other than cast, what is it?
What?
At your current tier. Your four-piece is on,
Holy Radiance.
Holy Radiance, thank you. How do you get that bonus and then just not cast Holy Radiance more often? You're almost obliged to because of the reduced cooldown or the reduced mana cost.
Exactly. It's it's not a reduced mana cost, it's just improved healing.
It's just what?
Improved healing.
Oh, sorry, improved healing.
So
it makes sense to use, so you're going to use it.
Exactly, but it's now like, hey, Holy Paladins have become a one-button class again. Instead of casting Flash Later, Holy Later, whatever, now it's just Holy Radiance all the time.
Right, so, but that's the way they designed it.
They did.
That's the way it has to be now.
Yeah, it's strange how it forces a change in behavior, generally one that Blizzard wants to see. I found anyway, I don't know if you've noticed that as well.
Not specifically from this set bonus. I mean, that's the thing with most of my set bonuses. It's just a bonus to damage. And since all I do is damage all the time anyway, there's not a huge change. Like, sometimes there's a change in rotations as far as going from AoE to single target. But, you know, sometimes you're changing out glyphs for that. But I'm always doing the same job. And there's usually one way about doing it, you know, arcane blast the target. Or arcane explosion to multiple targets, and I don't have the option. I can't say, oh well, you know what? I'd be better off using this lower like costing spell in order to save some mana, so I can use this higher spell later. There's no option. There's hit the boss as hard as you can, as often as you can, all the time.
That's true. Eh?
Yeah. So, you know, it's not. There's not as much strategy, I'm going to say, involved. That I'm going to say that at being a DPS, so I don't want to hear you raging, or not you're raging, but anyone else is raging about it. But it's a lot more concentrating on being in the right place at the right time and setting up your positioning to DPS, as opposed to choosing the right spells in order to be doing that DPS. There's a correct rotation and there's an incorrect rotation. As far as healing, there's, you know, the correct spell to be using at a certain time in order to make the tank live, but there's probably two or three spells that would do the same thing. So it kind of depends on a variation of factors that are going on at exactly that time, and that's kind of why I love healing in PvP, at least, is because there's so many ways that you can go about doing something, and you can pick the best one, A, that works for you and melds well with your raid group, that allows you to keep your tank alive, and, you know, you can kind of play however you want, as long as it's working.
That's true. It seems a little less strict, but can you think off the top of your head any time where, you know, getting a set piece bonus for you specifically changed your rotation substantially?
Like I said, the two-piece here makes it so that you have to reforge. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, my four-piece changes my rotation, because originally you save all your burning for one specific time on Arcane, for example. But now you have, you know, you have Arcane power up. You have it up more often, so you have to make sure you're casting it more often. And I'll be honest, is that I'm not doing that as, like, I don't have the exact timing on that down as well as I could at this point, just because I haven't been doing it. I haven't been practicing it well enough. But I'm starting to pick it up where I'm just making sure I'm casting it almost on cooldown, and it still tends to line up with, you know, the main burn phases. But that's one thing where you sort of need to work it back into your rotation at an earlier time.
Right. I can see that. And of course, another thing about set bonuses is that they move from being pretty basic and pretty simple to being more and more complex as you go through the expansion. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about the tier 13 bonuses, but the tier 14 bonuses,
are they just bananas? I haven't looked through a lot of them.
They're not really compelling from what I can tell. Hang on. I'm going to put it up.
Nice job leading in with something like that and then just giving us trash set bonuses. It's all your fault.
It's not my fault.
You said that they were complex, and now you're telling me they're terrible.
No, I'm saying that at the start of an expansion, it's generally basic, and then it gets more complex.
Ah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, did I not say that? I thought I said that.
I don't know if you said at the beginning of the expansion. If you did, I apologize, but I had not noticed that offhand. That's fine.
Well, you're a jerk.
So, okay, I agree.
So, for example, the two-piece mage bonus for tier 14 is increases the damage done by your arcane barrage spell by 15%, damage done by your pyroblast spell by 5%, and ice lance by 5%. I mean, that's pretty basic.
Yeah, very basic.
And four-piece is damage bonus of arcane power by 15%, reduces the cooldown of icy veins by 45%, and reduces the cooldown of combustion by 20%.
Yeah, so pretty lame. Almost like calling back to some of the tier 0 or tier 1 bonuses where just across the board it helps everybody. There's no deeper meaning to these bonuses. They just increase damage, reduce cooldowns. That's just what they do.
Yeah, exactly. And like even the Holy Paladin, it's like reduce the cost of Holy Radiance by 10%, reduce the cost of Holy Shock, reduce the cooldown of Holy Shock by 1 second. We actually used to have Glyph for that back in Wrath, which was interesting.
Right.
But yeah, so like they're very basic, and these aren't generally going to mess with rotations or be really crazy in terms of, you know, math to figure out, you know, what's more beneficial and stuff. I'd be more intrigued to see the actual armor stats and to see, you know, what's going to be, I guess, more beneficial. I mean, is offset going to still be competitive? I expect that it will be. And then I really would want to see tier 15, but we won't see anything about tier 15 until after launches, unfortunately. But I'd really love to see that and figure out what would be best for me for my bonuses and stuff like that. I do think it's a compelling sort of juggling game inside the game. Always trying to make sure that you're doing what's optimal for you and your raid group. And those aren't always at the same, you know, it's not always the same thing. Like, what's beneficial for you might not always benefit your raid group. Like, what's going to benefit, you know, the kiting tank on Heroic Spine, like a shield wall, for example. Like, that guy's got to use his shield wall whenever he's got it up and he needs to use it, whether or not it's going to affect the rest of the raid. You know, I find it a really interesting concept that they even came up with set bonuses. But, I mean, I guess you kind of got
it existed from, like, Diablo 2.
Did it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
It's been years since I played Diablo 2.
Yeah, there are set bonuses in Diablo 2.
Wow.
And since WoW, there are set bonuses in Team Fortress 2 as well.
What?
Yep.
Oh, yes. No, I knew that.
Set bonuses in a first-person shooter.
I knew that. I don't.
So,
yeah, okay. Yeah, I need to start playing that more often.
Yeah. So, I mean, they it's not like Blizzard never thought about set bonuses before WoW, because they did have it back then. But they've certainly improved on it, and I'm not in the beta for Diablo 3, but I'd be interested to see how the set bonuses work in that as well for Diablo.
Well, you'll have to wait.
Taken it the same sort of idea.
You'll have to wait 2 weeks, because beta is now over for Diablo 3, and it's launching on May 15th in 2 weeks.
Nice. That's exciting.
I started to check my calendar. Pick that up.
To call out that day.
For real?
No, probably not for real, because I'm not sure, but I would definitely consider it.
Interesting.
Oh, well.
All right. So, anyone else, like in the chat room or Magic, anyone have anything else to add about set pieces and bonuses?
I enjoy where they've gone. Although not always, you know, that fantastic. There are a lot of underwhelming ones still, but you can never please everybody. And I think that they're doing what they can. And there's no downside to set bonuses. You're picking up some of the best gear that you want or that you can get. The tier gear is still good, regardless of whether or not it's, you know, optimal for your specific spec. It's usually pretty good, at least. And it's, you know, an added bonus, and it's even better if you can get your four-piece, and your four-piece is good. So keep on keeping on, I guess.
Keep on keeping on. Man.
That's all what right. I said.
Well, I guess we'll move on then. Shoutouts.
I'm not going to do it. Not this week.
Aw, come on.
Every so often. Because you're recording now, and then it's, I don't know. I'm concerned you're going to make it into the shout-out thing, and there's somebody who can do so much better.
Okay, fine. So give us a shout-out bumper, please. I have a shout-out this week. It is to Cherry Blossom Girl 1985, who gave us 5 stars on iTunes. Fun to listen to is the title, and she says, love the teasing between the two hosts. They always give me a laugh. So thank you very much to Cherry Blossom Girl.
Her thoughts are very funny. Anytime she talks, it's just like, ha 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 ha. If I'm not ignoring her, I'm laughing at her.
Shut up,
dude. It's phenomenal.
I hate you.
And we got, mine is with that, we got another 5-star review from JRund2877. Love it is the title. I just discovered WoW podcast and stumbled onto yours. Love it because it's both informative and funny. Keep it up. Informative and funny.
Informative, really? Us?
I was kind of questioning that a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. All right.
You know what? The listeners are always
giggity,
right.
Giggity.
Did you just say giggity? Really? Really?
No, what?
Really?
What were you talking about?
I was saying that the listeners are always right. So if they think that we're informative and funny, then by golly, I guess we are informative and funny.
Wow. By golly.
By
Gee
golly.
Lickers, why don't we move on?
You're the one who said giggity, and I'm like,
by
hey, golly.
Hey, 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 hey. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, man. So that is it for our shoutouts this week. We would love to see more 5-star reviews up on iTunes, so please do rate us up and write a short review, and we will read it out during the shoutout section of the podcast.
You'll be awesome, too.
Who doesn't want to be pimped out like that? Who doesn't want a shoutout?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly. Each week, we'll give you an idea of something to do at the level that is equal to our episode number. This week is episode 59, so this week's idea is something to do at level 59. And I believe that level 59 is when the quests for the Blood Furnace officially become available to you. So be sure to run it again, even if you've already run it, in order to get those awesome quest rewards.
Level 50, you believe it's level 59?
I believe it's level 59. Yeah.
How much, you know how easy it is to just like Google that, huh?
Well, so go ahead.
Write
Google
in and
it.
Tell us if Kern is correct about level 59 being able to run Blood Furnace. It does make sense, though.
I could be dumb like that. But
nah, it seems like it should be right. We'll see what happens. Hopefully you'll get a bunch of angry emails. That's what I'm looking for.
That's
that
possible.
Never fails to amuse.
All right, and our tip of the week. Blizzard has
our
released...
Tip of the tip.
Blizzard has released in the US and will release shortly in Europe, a self-restoration tool that will allow you to restore some of your own vendored, destroyed, or disenchanted items. It does have some limitations, though, but you should definitely check it out rather than opening up a ticket for a GM.
Yeah.
So that sounds awesome. So thanks to Farley for this tip.
That's awesome. We should have talked about that earlier. Maybe we'll talk about it next time, because I like that.
We can talk about it next time, for sure.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingandfrost.com. And we are still taking bumpers. We need one for Hotfix.
I want them.
Guild tab.
Continue.
Shoutouts. Tip of the week. Please send them in to podcast@blessingandfrost.com. Let us know what you thought.
There's more.
Yeah, you can follow.
Keep talking.
You can follow Apotheosis Magic and myself on Twitter. Follow @ApotheosisET, @KernMogan, @Majity, MAJJITY. Leave comments and please do rate us up on iTunes.
iTunes, go there, because apparently you don't go to our webpage, which is fine as long as you go to iTunes and rate us up on iTunes.
What he said.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our 59th episode. I'm Kern.
And I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our buddy Numinal for the use of his voice in our intro. Thanks to our listeners, Dang Fool and Joe Ego, for their help with bumpers. And thanks to you for listening.